someone asked me last week, they're doing construction in their house, and part of the construction, they're taking away a window. There's a window that faces the backyard. They don't want the window there, so they want to knock out the window and just build a wall where the window was. So they want to know if that's mutter to do, or you're allowed to do that. So you immediately think through, well, where in the Torah does it say anything about knocking out windows? Where in Shas does it say anything about knocking out windows? Where in Rishonim does it say anything about knocking out windows? And the answer is nowhere, nowhere, and nowhere. Right? So why does someone have the impression that you're not allowed to knock out a window in a house? So there is a tzava'a that was written by Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid wrote a tzava'a with several items on the list of things that that he recommended after he died. And one of the things he says in Os Chaf of that tzava'a is Lo yistom adam chalon o pesach legamri shelo yaziku ha-shedim. A person should not close up a window or a doorway entirely shelo yaziku ha-shedim, because otherwise the demons will damage you. Ki darkon latzespo, because how else do you think the demons get out of your house? It's through the windows and through the doors. So if you close off a door where they're used to going out of, or a window that they're used to going out of, and then now it's closed, so then they're going to be stuck. Ella yinkov bo nekev. What you should do is poke a little hole. Even if you need to close up the window, at least poke a little hole so that the shadim will be able to fit through. So it sounds like a very odd kind of thing to say. So let's take a look at what the attitude of poskim has been towards Savas Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid in general, and then maybe give some details on this particular element of closing up a door. So first of all, Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid was born in the year 1140. He was the Rebbe of many great gedolim, including Rabbi Yitzchak Kar Zerua, the Rokeach, the Smag, the Sefer HaTruma. These were his Talmidim. So Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, so you can't just sneeze at Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid so easily and say, okay, big deal, you know, just a tzava. Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid was someone of very great stature. His most well-known Sefer certainly is Sefer Chassidim, which includes Halacha, Minog, Musar, Commentary on Tefillah, and it's quoted all the time by all sorts of different Sfarim. Now, he also happened to have written this tzava'a, this ethical will, if you best translation. He has 56 items on the will that he recommends that people should do or should not do, and many of them are against the Gemara. Such as he strongly discourages marrying a niece, the Gemara encourages marrying one's niece. Many simply just have no source in Shas, aren't against any Gemara, but simply don't have any source in Shas. For instance, maybe if you look hard enough, they may be against Gemaras also, but he says, Lo yisa adam isha sheshma kishem imo. A person should not marry a woman who has the same name as his mother, or a girl should not marry a man who has the same name as her father. That doesn't say anywhere in Shas. So the question is, what's our attitude toward the Tzavas Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid? So the first one to, or the most prominent of the Gedolei Yisrael to talk about this extensively, is the Nodeb Yehuda. Nodeb Yehuda in Ma'adura Tinyana Eben Ezer Siman Ayin Tes writes, he was asked the following question about a shidduch for a Ben Torah, who when he got sick once, had overcome an illness, and when he was sick, they changed his name. Now, his new name that they changed it to is the same name as the prospective father-in-law. So can you take the shidduch with a guy who's going to have the same name as the girl's father, but it's not really the name he was born with, it's a new name because he got sick. So says another view that, take a step back. Why wouldn't you go with the same name in the first place? Forget about getting sick or anything. He says, Da Talmidei HaChaviv. He says, my beloved student, this is something you need to know. And this is something I want you to remember. This should be engraved on your heart. Haklal HaGadol. The rule is, She'ein l'kol ha'chachamim sha'achar ha'talmud rishus lomar davar neger ha'talmud. No rabbi, after the days of the Gemara, has any permission whatsoever to say anything against the Gemara. Va'ha'omer dover listor kutso yud midivrei ha'talmud. If someone says something that contradicts even a slight little element of the Gemara, lo yichashev b'chlal chachmei Yisrael. Such a person is disqualified from being considered amongst the chachmei Yisrael. However, he says, well, what happens if you have somebody who you know is one of the Chachmei Yisrael, someone of such stature like Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid, and you find he has this tzava that goes against all so many different things in Shas, and Rabbi Yehuda gives several examples of things that he says in that tzava that are against Gemaras. So he says, Im haya HaChassid mitzava tzava zu l'kol Yisrael, hareyu sosa l'divrei ha'talmud. He says, if this tzava were meant for Klal Yisrael, then yeah, then it would be a problem. Then he'd be going against the Talmud, and that would disqualify him from being one of the Chachmei Yisrael, and we wouldn't be able to listen to anything he says. But it must be, says another Yehuda, that knowing Rabbi Da Chassid, that he didn't mean this for all the Klal Yisrael. This was specific instructions for his children, knowing their qualities and what will drive them toward Milos in spirituality and what would hold them back. So knowing for his own family, L'dare Doros, what's going to work for them, what's not going to work for them, he suggested these instructions. But it's not for everybody else. It's only for his descendants. Now, a lot of other poskim say, well, wait a second, there are certain items on the list where he specifically says, this is for my descendants. The implication being that other items on the list are for everybody. So it's somewhat difficult for the Debut to say that the whole thing is just for his descendants and it's not for everybody. Anyway, parenthetically, the Yehuda mentions that in that case where the guy changed his name, he says, I don't think even if you were to accept Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, I don't think it would apply to a new name that got changed as a result of illness. One reason he says, we just had in Daf Yomi recently, the Gemara says that it's not a problem of zugos, normally you're not allowed to do things in pairs, but the Gemara says it's not a problem of zugos to have dalid kosos at the seder. Three explanations why it's not a problem of zugos. One of the explanations why you're not allowed to, why we're allowed to have dalid kosos, even though it's an even number and it's not a violation of zugos, the Gemara says, because the kos shel bracha, birch samazon, is given as a bracha, so it's only mitztaref for bracha, it's not mitztaref l'klala. Can only be mitzari for good. It only counts toward the cheshbon for good, not for bad. So says Nadav Yehuda, when you add a new name for a bracha that a guy should have for shlema, it only counts as a new name, lebracha, pavalo leklala, not to cancel out the prospective shidduch possibilities. He also says that based on the Gemara in Yevamos Pesachim base, that Drachecha Darchei Noam, that you can't have a guy who's going to have a shidduch with a girl, and then because they change his name, it's going to cancel the whole shidduch, and they never could have known that in advance that was going to be his name. So we said that it's against Recha Darchei Noam. There's no way that you would cancel the shidduch based on that. But in terms of his attitude toward Rabbi Yehuda Chassid and toward the tzava, seems to be that Rabbi Yehuda Chassid was entitled to write this tzava for his descendants. We're not entitled to listen to it. That's what Rabbi Yehuda's attitude seems to be. Rav Avadia Yosef, Zichrono Livracha, still not used to that. In Yabia Omer Chelakei Yerdei Simin Yud Beis in Os Hey, Rav Avadia quotes from Rav Chaim Palagi in the Shailos Tshuvas Chaim Biyad, where he says Chamira Sakanta Meisura. When Rabbi Yehuda Chassid says things in his tzava, he says that it's dangerous. These things are dangerous if you don't follow my instructions. So Sakana, we're very nervous about. So we should be very careful about the whole tzava. But then Rav Avadia quotes the Shailos Tshuvas Shem Aryeh, and he says Kol Tzavas Rabbi Yehuda Chassid Lo Yaziku Rak LeEch. The whole tzava, maybe one in a thousand, get damaged by not following the tzava, and therefore medina, there's no reason to be choshesh. But man de lo kapid lo kapti ba'day, we just learned in Daf Yomi, someone who's not careful about these things, who's not worried about these things, so we're not going, he has no responsibility toward these things, so it's such a minor chance of any sort of sakana coming out of any of these things. In a different shuv, in Yechavadas Chel Gimel, Simen Ayin Zayin, Rav Avadia quotes an unbelievable thing. He says, Shamati mea rava gona yashish marav Mordechai Margolios, Av Bezdin Stanov. He's quoting from a Tshuvas Shem Aryeh. This isn't Rav Avadia talking. From the Tshuvas Shem Aryeh, that he heard from a certain tzaddik who was Mekabel Me'avosav, that in the days of the Marsha, there was an asifa of all the different Rabbanim, and the Marsha was amongst the rabbis that were there, and they were speaking about Rabbi Yehuda Chassid and the tzava of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. And the Marsha got up, the Marsha got up, and he said, Hinei b'tzavas Rabbi Yehuda Chassid kasuv, shelo yikre ish mizaru espino, lo b'shem Yehuda, v'lo b'shem Shmuel. Tzavas Rabbi Yehuda Chassid says that you're not allowed, that any of his descendants shouldn't name their children Yehuda, nor should they name their children Shmuel. Va'ana mizarid Rabbi Yehuda Chassid Kasina, says the Marsha, I'm a descendant of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. Shanibi b'nei bana v'zeshmi, and you know what my name is? Shmuel, he says. And you know what else? V'shem Avi, you know what my father's name is? Yehuda. So he says, obviously, even within the own family of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid, there was some statute of limitations, like it ran out after a couple of generations, that it's not something that had to be observed for Dorei Dorei. So Rav Avadia doesn't seem all that excited about necessarily having to observe all the tzavos of Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. I was trying to figure out what Rav Moshe Shita would be. Rav Moshe, right? Rav Moshe, as far as I know, doesn't have any tshuvas really directly addressing tzavos Rabbi Yehuda Chassid on a whole, and I always assume that he's not choshesh for it, because the name thing, that you're not supposed to marry someone who has the same name as your father. A girl's not supposed to marry someone with the same name as her father. Rav Moshe had two sons-in-law. Rav Moshe Feinstein's sons-in-law were Rav Moshe Tendler and Rav Moshe Shiskal. Both of his sons-in-law were named Moshe. And someone pointed out to me, Rav Moshe Tendler is really Moshe David Tendler, so it's a different name because he has a middle name, Rav Moshe David. I don't know if Rav Moshe Shiskal had a middle name. And the Hasidim were very makbid about Rabbi Dachasid. They like to say that sadly, that you know, as much as he wasn't Choshesh, Rav Moshe Shiskal died at a very young age. So Moshe David is already a different name. Plus, they say he teaches at YU, so maybe that's the whatever. But Rav Moshe Shiskal, I can't put that online. Rav Moshe Shiskal died at a very young age, so maybe you see that attacker was a problem. But apparently, Rav Moshe wasn't Choshesh for it. However, Rav Moshe does have one tshuva about it. In Yoredei Chelek Gimel, he discussed Rabbi Dachas says that you're not supposed to wear shoes of a dead, of a mace, minalim shel mace. So he tries to figure out that some try to say that no, it doesn't mean the shoes that belong to a dead person. It means shoes made out of an animal that died on its own. That wasn't shech, that died on its own. And the concern is disease, that the animal died of disease, and therefore that must be what Rabbi Dachas was driving at, that by, when you wear shoes made out of the leather of an animal that died on its own, that you're going to catch some sort of disease that the animal died from. But Rav Moshe says, no, I don't think that's pshat. I think it means of a dead person. And we're afraid you're going to die of the disease that the person died from. If a person died from a disease, who knows how diseases are transferred from one person to another, so you shouldn't wear the shoes of such a person. But if you know that he didn't die of any disease, you know, the person was shot or something, or you know that it's a disease that doesn't get transferred through wearing shoes or something like that, says Rav Moshe, then even Rabbi Dachasid would have no problem with it. Yeah. So he says, Va'af she, it's hard to, I'm not sure what he means by this paragraph, that's why I'm going to read it in Hebrew. Va'af she'iko kama dvarim me'atzava shelo yadua hatam, even though there are a lot of things in the tzava that we don't know the reason for, so maybe this thing about the shoes also has no logical explanation that we could understand. Whatever we can explain logically, we should try to explain logically. So we should say that's what he meant. And not to be machmir on the fact that we don't know reasons for everything else. So, but if we have a reason, we should be makel like that reason. Meaning if the reason for the shoes might be because of disease, so you could be makel when there's no disease. I don't know what that says about the ones that we don't know the reason for. Meaning all the other things. So maybe with the closing of the windows, maybe we don't understand what this whole shadim thing is about, so we have to observe it. Maybe I don't know what Rav Moshe's attitude. I asked Rav Shai Shechter what his father holds about closing up the windows of his chazish Rabbi Dachasid. He said he's not sure, but he'd be very surprised if he was concerned about this at all. Rabbi Belsky is concerned about it. Rabbi Belsky, the guy in my shul told me, yes, Rabbi Belsky, you have to close up a window. Rabbi Belsky held, though, that if you build another window within Dalet Amos of the first window, so you're just moving a window over, so that's going to be okay. That would not be a problem. So now, closing up windows, just in terms of if one is Choshesh, working with that assumption that one is Choshesh for Rabbi Yehuda Chassid. So the Chassidim have a minhag that they leave a little hole, that they put a pipe in it that has a little hole in it, and that goes through from the outside to the inside, and that's enough. That's the nekev that Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid was talking about. And the other poskim point out, Rav Belsky and others, that if you it's only closing up a window if you actually fill it in with building material. You actually take away the frame of the window and everything. It doesn't just mean if you block off a window, you put a dresser in front of a window, or even a piece of sheetrock in front of a window, may not be the definition of closing off a window. It may only mean if you actually take out the actual frame of the window from the window. And there are plenty of exceptions to the rule also. A window that is never opened and closed, many of the poskim say, Rebelsky says there's no concern of sakan if it was never opened and closed in the first place. Also, if, like I mentioned before, Dalet Amos, Rebelsky thought is okay also. If there are two windows right next to each other, you can close up one of them because the shadim can get through the other one, Rebelsky holds. All this I saw Rav Leibovitz quotes from his Rebbe, Rav Belsky. I forgot what his first name is. Rav Leibovitz, one who writes the halachically speaking, columns. No relation. Also, if a person has an open porch with windows, you're allowed to convert that into an indoor porch, and that's not a problem either. But again, all this is for those who are choshesh. So in the Hasidic communities, they're definitely choshesh. They're very much choshesh, and very often it's a very easy thing to follow. It's a very easy thing to solve by making a little hole or not taking it out entirely. Certainly, if you're building another window anyway, to just keep it within Dalet Amos is very easy to follow. But again, that's all if you are choshesh for the parts of Rabbi Yehuda HaChassid in the first place. But many are not choshesh to begin with. Okay.